into the first guest interview segment of the 8 o'clock hour this morning. In Town of Alpine, Mayor Eric Green joining me on the air with a monthly report from Alpine. Mayor Green, good morning. How's everything in Alpine today?
Well, it's going great. Thanks, Duke. The sun's out, and I think it's going to be another glorious day.
Absolutely.
Too bad all the sun is going to melt the little snow that we have left.
But. No. Yeah, not much to melt, but here we go. Well, appreciate your time as always, Mayor. And I think we start with the Alpine Meadows, the Town of Alpine sending out some information on this and with the sewer system update. So maybe give us an update on where the town currently sits on these repairs and updates here.
Yeah, sure. So we've hired a consultant, a subcontractor to CCTV the entire Alpine Meadows sewer infrastructure, and they found 15 were not aligned properly, and there was really only one that was a problem for a current resident or a lot that had a house on it. So we've already fixed that. In general, we're, I think we've diagnosed the problem, and we're trying to figure out if we can get funding from the state to fix the problem, or if we just need to wait until people tie into the system in the future.
And when you say you diagnosed the problem, what would that be? What's the cause here?
So it turns out that there was faulty workmanship back in the day when they installed it. They didn't put proper bedding underneath the pipes, and we think when they backfilled, the pipes moved and some of them got disconnected. So like I said, there was only one case of a full disconnection, and that's already been fixed. So I think the problem is much smaller than anticipated, which is a good thing for the town of Alpine and those residents over there.
Sure. So you're looking for some grant funding to, would this completely replace the whole system in that subdivision, or would it just be more repair-wise?
It would just be individual repairs. I can't even imagine what that bill would cost to replace all that infrastructure in the entire subdivision. I mean, tens of millions of dollars or something to replace all that. So I don't think that's on the table, Duke. But what we are going to look at is maybe a simpler fix when people are tying into the system when they build a house in the future and have the hole open. We look at making those fixes then.
Excellent. All right. So, but as of right now, it sounds like the system's working much, much better then. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've, there still might be a few areas that we need to look at, but yes, the system is working great now. And I don't think anyone should be concerned moving forward.
Town of Alpine Mayor Eric Green this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Well, Mayor, let's recap maybe the most recent town council meeting and anything discussed that you think is worth mentioning here on the air.
I thought we had a really good discussion last night with the folks from Star Valley Health regarding the new special district for EMS. And as you may or may not know, I sat on the committee that was kind of the working group that was coming up with solutions for EMS. And I think the result of that committee was that a special district really needs to be started for EMS to guarantee that we have EMS services in the North Lincoln district, the current district for the hospital district. It would just be a similar overlay to that. And that's really the only way we can guarantee we have EMS going forward.
And, of course, that's kind of in the process now at the county level. And I guess we kind of see where it goes. Public comment period is up and coming, right?
Exactly. I think the exact date is March 17th.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's correct as well.
Yeah. So, and then that would be the opportunity for people to, I think you can be in person or in Afton if you'd like to make a public comment on the 17th. And then after that, you will have opportunity to write in and make your comments heard for 60 days after that.
Mayor Eric Green with the town of Alpine on the weekday wake up this morning. Mayor, anything else happening in Alpine you'd like to mention today while we have you?
Well, as always, we have a lot going on, but another long meeting last night, but just a lot of housekeeping things. We hope that everyone understands that, you know, with the master plan wrapping up or whatever, there's still a lot of chance for people to comment on the master plan in that process. So if you have any questions on that, please go to the website or call the town of Alpine to get more information. But all in all, you know, we've got a lot going on in Alpine, but I think it's all good. And look forward to summer coming up and a bunch of big events. So I think it's going to be another great year for sure.
Yeah, of course, the 250th. I know Alpine has some big plans that you're excited to announce. You mentioned the master plan. I was going to bring that up and I forgot, so I'm glad you did. What are the next steps? So now you had the open house last week on that, and where does that go from here now?
So the next step is people still have a chance, like I said, to make comment on the website for the master plan. And then we anticipate getting the draft by Memorial Day, so to speak. And then from there, we have a comment period. And so we'll be making any changes we see fit. And then after that, we will basically have to adopt it, which will take three meetings to adopt it. So this is a process that should be completed, wrapped up by the summer at some point.
Excellent. That's town of Alpine Mayor Eric Green. Mayor, anything else while we have you?
I think it's all good. Thanks for having me on, Duke.
Absolutely. That's town of Alpine Mayor Eric Green this morning on the weekday wake up as part of the SBI Radio Network.